Lakers over the Brooklyn Nets. 128-113, 36-9 on the season, 20-4 on the road. If you like numbers, I got some more numbers for you. LeBron James, another triple-double, now just 17 points away from third on the all-time scoring list. 27 points tonight for LBJ, also had 10 assists and 12 rebounds, 11 of 19 from the field, played 34 minutes for the Lakers. Just another great game from LeBron and another good win for the Lakers. When I say good, I know that these are games where we're expecting the Lakers to handle business when they're in New York. And the only story, I was mentioning this in the pregame show, the only story that comes out of a game like this is if the Lakers don't win. So it's not a surprise. You beat up on a team that's seven games below 500. You beat up on the Knicks yesterday, a team that seems like they've been below 500 for 20 years. You took care of business against these two teams. Lakers had 19 three-pointers tonight. The way they did it tonight, probably a little bit different than we're accustomed to. JaVale McGee doesn't go, so you have Dwight Howard hop in that center spot. Dwight gives you 14 points and 12 rebounds. Lakers shoot 50% from the three-point line, 19 of 38 from three. Brooklyn, by the way, hit 21 threes. But Lakers shoot 50% from the three. And defense in the second half, Lakers gave up 70 points in the first half. 70 points in the first half. They were on pace to, I think Boston put up 139 against the Lakers earlier in the week. That was on Monday. So you thought, Lakers going to do this again? This time Brooklyn's going to put up this many points? In the second half, Lakers just give up 43 points. So much better effort in the second half. Brooklyn had 24 points in the third quarter. They had 19 points in the fourth quarter. So you like to see that when the Lakers needed stops, you know, you're a team that prides yourself on the defensive side. You feel like if you're going to win an NBA championship, it's going to be because of your defense. So with all that said and done, Lakers handled business on the defensive side, and that was the difference of the game there in that second half. Great challenges coming up for the Lakers. I say that because we've seen them lose to some of the elite in the NBA. You're 0-2 against the Clippers. You lost to the Bucks. You lost to the Boston Celtics. By the way, you've beat the Miami Heat, the Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz, Houston Rockets. It's not to say the team Lakers are not beating teams over 500, but there's a few of these games that you've lost. They have a couple good matchups coming up. The game at Philly, with or without Joel Embiid, that's a tough game. But of course, with Joel Embiid, that's a different story. We're not sure if he's going to play yet on Saturday, but I'm looking forward to that challenge. And then Tuesday, you get the Los Angeles Clippers at Staples Center. It will be a Lakers home game. Fantasy Springs, caller of the game, need a break from the everyday. Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner, golf, or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win 877-710-ESPN. Visit FantasySpringsResort.com to book today. So you're going to get a chance for a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Just got to be the best caller. That's it. That's all we're asking for. You want to be a part of the post-game show, phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Any topic that you want to hit on with the Los Angeles Lakers, maybe it's just specifically LBJ and what we're watching, because the fact that LeBron is doing what he's doing, and you know, we know a lot of the stats that he has, a lot of what he's accomplished in his career, all that has come in a Cleveland Cavaliers jersey, or it's come in a Miami Heat jersey. So it has not been with the purple and gold. But we have got the opportunity, at least this season. Last year was great. You didn't make the playoffs. Okay, expectations. It didn't happen last year, so things change. When you're a Laker fan, you have expectations like you do this season of winning an NBA championship. We can now appreciate LeBron accomplishing what he's accomplishing in the purple and gold and still competing for a chip. None of this means anything if the Lakers aren't competing for an NBA championship. So the fact that they are, the fact that we are in this position, you can't appreciate what LBJ is doing. So if you want to be a part of the postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. I do want to go out, Spectrum Sportsnet from the locker room, head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts on the Lakers' 15-point victory over the Brooklyn Nets.
Frank, was it just about you guys finally getting that defensive identity established and running off on it in that second half? Or did you think that was a big difference there?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the halftime message. Whichever team decided to lock in defensively and guard, you know, was going to win this thing going away. And, you know, we relied on the positive experience of last night in the Knicks game, you know, where we were okay in the first half, but really raised our level in the second half, held them to 34% shooting. We did the same thing tonight. So, you know, great defensive effort in the second half. Obviously shot the ball well. Ron with a triple-double. And, you know, Duds and Rondo with that second unit gave us a huge lift.
Dudley hits that three right in front of the Nets bench to give you a good mental boost. But what was behind just the three-point shooting in general at a season high tonight in 19?
Well, just a lot of small ball, you know, to be honest. I think, obviously, Bron set the tone early, you know, shooting the ball with confidence and finding people. And, you know, Danny had one of those stretches where he gets red hot. And, you know, when their centers, they only had one center, so they play a lot of small ball. We countered with a lot of small ball lineups, and we gave up a lot of threes, but we knocked some down too.
That Dudley three, I mean, you guys have a 17-2 run after that. What's that a part of that?
You talking about the end of the quarter?
End of the fourth. You guys
Well, the Rajon and Dudley plays an all-time play. You know, I told Rajon he's got a career full of highlights, but that's got to be near the top. You know, the scoop pass that he threw, you know, almost to the ceiling and came down, and Duds catches in stride for a three in front of his old team's bench. That was a cool moment.
Do you feel like it emotionally impacted the guys, woke them up and got them off to the start in the fourth quarter as well?
I do. You know, I think, you know, anytime there's a special play like that, you know, it has the capability of energizing the group. And certainly I think it did on that play.
Frank, you have a lot of guys that have, you know, been up like that and cheering all season long. But what about Dudley and his persona and kind of his character seems to get other guys going?
Well, Dudley is a leader. And, you know, when you have leaders that, you know, don't just talk about it, you know, that can actually come in, you know, off, you know, when I'm talking about bench guys that are leaders, when they can come in and produce every time the number's called and play the game at a high level with high IQ, it strengthens their voice. And, you know, it's just invaluable to a team and to a winning culture.
I believe you guys clinched an all-star coaching berth tonight with the win. What does it mean to you and your staff to be representing the Western Conference in Chicago as well?
Is that true? We're clinched?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, our coaching staff has done a phenomenal job. You know, they really have. And, you know, they hit home runs and grand slams every game with their game plan. And, you know, helping me manage this group, you know, couldn't be happier for those guys. But, you know, anytime, you know, we receive an award or get recognized like something like this, it's about team success. You know, so, you know, it's really, you know, kudos to everyone in our organization.
Congratulations to that coaching staff. They'll be representing the West, the entire coaching staff, obviously head coach Frank Vogel leading the way. So Lakers now 36-9 on the season, 128-113 over the Brooklyn Nets. Who should you call if you've been injured in an accident? You need to call the Wallace Firm. Why? Because Wallace wins. My guy, Brad Wallace, the attorneys at the Wallace Firm, will fight relentlessly to get you the compensation you deserve. And when Wallace wins, you win. Call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com. No win, no fee, so Wallace can win for you. Lakers get the W, 128-113. We come back. I would like to hear from Laker fans. So I'll take some of your guys' phone calls. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. And we'll also hear from Anthony Davis. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.
90-80 is the score. Here is Kyrie down the middle. Blocked by Dwight Howard. Stolen by Anthony Davis. Gets it ahead to LeBron. LeBron into the front court at the left side.
Block of the game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration, it's a slam dunk. You heard Dwight Howard on that specific block. Dwight would end up with one block. He did have two steals, points, and 12 rebounds. So Dwight Howard handling business for the Lakers with JaVale McGee not having that opportunity to play today or play tonight with flu-like symptoms. Lakers 15-point win over the Brooklyn Nets, 36-9 on the season. 36-9. I think the stat of 20-4 is more impressive. 20-4 on the road for the Lakers. I want to hear from a couple listeners before we go to Anthony Davis. Deshaun in Moreno Valley. Go ahead, Deshaun. You're on the Lakers postgame show.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, buddy.
I'd like to take a second to just give a fist pump and a show of major appreciation for LeBron James I mean, he's playing back-to-back games. He's killing that narrative of the low management that Kawhi and Westbrook's doing. These guys are 29, 30 years old, and it's just great. I appreciate it. I mean, you get paid millions of dollars, and you got millions of fans, and suit up and play. Mm-hmm. You know, it's basketball. It's the game you love. And he's doing, he's having fun, and they're winning. And I just love it. I appreciate it. And we got to take a second to just be thankful for that, because he could easily just sit out. Like, oh, yeah, you know, it's Brooklyn Nets. I'm going to take a game off. But I mean, he's coming out, he's suiting up, and he's putting his hard hat and steel-toe boots on and going to work.
Great way to put it. Great way to put it, Deshaun. That's the reality. Look, the reality is we sometimes forget, you know, LBJ's been doing this for so long in the league. He's 35 years old, 17th year in the NBA. You know what's crazy? I was doing this in the pregame show with MT. I was trying to understand this. I'm like, how do I properly understand this? This guy is going to be top three all-time scoring by the time Saturday is done. He's top 10 in assists. How do you do that? How are you top 10 in those two categories? Unbelievable what he's accomplished. Of course, the ultimate goal is to win an NBA championship, but that doesn't mean we can't appreciate every single night what LBJ is doing. He had 27, 10, and 11 tonight. Also had five turnovers. Can I throw out the five turnovers? I could throw those out. I got to be a little bit critical. Quinn and Camarillo, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Quinn.
Thank you so much. Just piggybacking a little bit on what Deshaun just said, people really do need to pause and appreciate the greatness of LeBron, because mm-hmm. you had MJ, you had Kobe, and this is as close as we'll probably get to see to that, but like in a hybrid version. And on that note, going out to the reserves, they need to close the door. They need to lock the door. When LeBron sits out and we're ahead by multiple digits, mm-hmm. even single digits, they need to close. LeBron closes the door. They need to lock it, meaning they need to make sure that, you know, there's no chance at all of coming back. We're not trading baskets or we're not trailing. That's the only part that's, you know, causes me to pause, because then it's like, okay, I see LeBron about to take off his, you know, his warm-up gear, or, you know, just
keep everything on, LeBron. Keep everything on. Quinn,
yeah,
thank you for the call.
Didn't even have to look down. Thank you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Yeah, that has not happened at all this season. LBJ, from a minutes perspective, went 34 minutes tonight. He was a plus 26 on the plus minus. Plus minus doesn't mean everything. I know that, but plus 26? You know, the closest to him on the Lakers team was plus 12, and that was Jared Dudley. That just shows you, you know, that goes more to when we talk about LeBron and what he's accomplished and what he's been doing and everything else that comes with it. That just shows you also how instrumental he is to this team. You can miss AD for a few games. You can't miss LeBron. You just can't. He just does too much for the Lakers. He sets so many different guys up. He gets buckets for his own. He draws double teams. He'll grab you 10, 11 rebounds. You can miss AD for five games and go 4-1. And I'm not saying that the Lakers should be doing that. Of course, you want to see AD in the lineup. He's going to take you to the next level and help you compete for a championship. But you can't miss LeBron. Let me squeeze in one more quick call. Chris in Mission Hills. Chris, you're on the Lakers Pulse Game Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say a few things. First off, I wanted to give Dwight Howard props. He came in. He was doing really good, actually. I do like him. Maybe coming out in some games in the postseason as a starting role. I do think he matches up pretty good against the Rockets, actually. And then again, a lot of people are afraid the Clippers, because I guess they beat us so far in the regular season, but they can't maintain taking 3 7-footers, potentially 4 with Boogie Cousins, if he does come back, you know, in a 7-game series. That's just too much.
And Chris, we got to show them.
We gel. When honestly we're meshing together, we're probably the best team with the most chemistry out of all 32 teams in the NBA, honestly.
But Chris, we gotta
out there and, yep. I did like the sign up a lot.
Appreciate you calling in, Chris. We gotta go back and forth, Chris. We gotta go back and forth a little bit. But we got to prove it against the Clippers. We can't just say, well, you know, in a 7-game set, this is what we're going to do, and this is what, who cares about the regular season? No. These barometers in the regular season are important. If you're looking for the very best pre- and post-game, got to go check out the incredible Hotel Figueroa at the corner of Fig and Olympic. Everybody already knows this. They do $5 drafts on game day. Make it your pregame spot. Make it your postgame spot. Make it your spot anytime in your LA, you're in LA Live. It's two blocks away from Staples Center, Hotel Figueroa. All right, Anthony Davis, when we come back, we'll hear from him. More of your guys' phone calls if you guys want to be a part of the postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. This is the Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers win the points in the paint battle, 48-38. Had a caller call in, I think it was Chris, talking about Dwight Howard. Dwight did some work down low, ended up with the Lakers. As far as points in the paint, he had a lot to do with that. 14 points and 12 rebounds for Dwight. All right, I want to hear from Anthony Davis. AD had 16 points, 11 rebounds, also had a steal and a block, played 27 minutes. Let's see how AD's feeling now. The second game, or the third game back from his Bruce tailbone. Here's AD.
Hey, AD, you guys are now 12-0 on back-to-back sets, and obviously that means 6-0 on the second night, which are typically some of those hard games to win in the NBA. Is that something that you guys have been aware of, or is it just part of that overall mentality that you've had this season?
It's just been a mentality. Coach kind of reminds us. He told us tonight that we're 12-0 on back-to-backs, but you know, we just try not to fall into the trap of being tired or anything of that nature, not having fresh legs. You know, everybody plays back-to-backs. You know, we guys have been in this league for a long time to know how it feels, so I think it makes us lock in more, knowing that we probably could be tired, you know, on back-to-backs. But, you know, we just try to fight through it and come up with wins.
What kind of lift you guys get from the bench today? And you think specifically about that play from Rondo scooping it over to Dudley, and then that three, you and LeBron seemed to have fun with that one.
Yeah, I mean, Dudley came straight in, and obviously he played here, so it means something to him. But he came straight in and hit a three right out the gate, and then got the one at the end of the quarter. It's great. You know, he's having fun. Everybody having fun. The bench came in and played well tonight. KP came in, did what he did. Doe leading the pace. So, you know, our bench production has been great. I think all of them guys are in the plus column, in the plus minus. So, you know, anytime our bench can come out and play the way they play, you know, we have a higher chance of winning.
Frank mentioned that you tweaked the backside area last night in New York. Just wondered how that felt pregame and how it feels now.
I feel good. You know, it's not all the way healed, but, you know, I feel comfortable to go out there and play. So just keep playing and just keep trying to monitor it.
You guys talked about not wanting to have a string of losses this year. That's kind of been a rallying cry for the team. But specific to after the Boston game, how did you guys reset, and what did you guys, were the conversations any different after that game?
We flushed it. We don't have games like that. We didn't even really talk about it. Everybody in the you know, on the team knew what went wrong. We said it'd be better. That's really it. It'd be better. Flushed it, and, you know, worried about the Knicks, and then tonight worried about Brooklyn. But, you know, them one of them games where we know we didn't play our best on either end of the floor. You know, credit to them, they came out and played well, but, you know, we just flushed it and just moved on.
What's to say about this team that you guys can actually do that? Because a lot of guys, people say that they're going to flush games, but I think it's harder to do than
it is. Yeah, I mean, it was one game. I mean, we went through a spell where we, you know, we lost four in a row. And, you know, we were able to overcome that. I mean, we've been tested with adversity, guys being out of lineup. Obviously, JaVale tonight. But, you know, when we're able to handle adversity and have veteran guys on our team who, you know, I think it's a lot harder when you have young guys. You know, we got a lot of veteran guys on our team who, you know, been in the league for a while where, you know, everybody on this team had games like that. And we know what we're, you know, playing for. So we know it's one game. We're not going to stress over it, but we know that we had to be better. And, you know, we were a lot better against the Knicks.
You went into the Garden last night. You beat the Knicks. You come here to Brooklyn tonight. You beat the Nets. What's it say about your team that you can do that back-to-back? given that they're not, you know, well, the Knicks are not an elite team, but the Nets, they're right up there in terms of being a
Just go out there. We just go out there and play. Obviously, you know, like I said before, we try to take pride in winning, you know, both games in back-to-backs. And we know this team, you know, can shoot the ball very well, you know, led by Kyrie. And they shot the ball extremely well tonight. I think they hit 21 threes or something like that. And we had to do a better job of guarding the three-point line. But we decided to play a little bit of defense in both games and was able to, you know, break the game open on that end. But, you know, anytime we have a back-to-back, we try not to fall into the trap of, you know, being tired or mentally fatigued, and come out and get up to a fast start.
Are you expecting to be the number one pick of the All-Star team when LeBron goes up?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what he's thinking. We haven't talked about it, so he probably won't pick me. He probably, you know, probably play with him enough this year, so he probably won't. But we've been winning, so he probably will. Yeah. But that's a good question for him when you guys ask him over there.
What do you think it's going to mean to you to have that moment in Chicago?
It's going to mean a lot. I mean, I only go there once a season, so to go back there for a second time, the All Star, and play in front of my friends and family is going to be great. Going to enjoy the weekend and, you know, and get a chance to, you know, get that rest and get ready for the rest of the second half of the season.
Coach Vogel and his staff.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. I do want to squeeze in a couple phone calls from Laker fans. I know I got a few of you guys waiting here. Let's go to Joe in the Inland Empire. Joe, you're on the Lakers Post Game Show. Go ahead, buddy.
What's up, Dalvin?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
Man. I wanted to say congratulations to LeBron and AD, you know, for making the All-Star game, especially AD getting his first Laker All-Star. So, you know, make sure
one of many
him at home.
One of many, Joe.
Yes, sir. We need him to get 10 All-Stars in the Lakers uniform. So,
and a couple banners at Staples Center.
Oh, yes. Coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just want to say you know, I got a lot of things I wish I could talk about, but I know I'm limited time. But I just want to say big ups to LeBron. He's only about 21 points away from Kobe. And I was just thinking, like, you know, Kobe, he worked so hard to get to third, you know?
Sure.
And LeBron
sure.
has so much more time to actually catch Karl Malone.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's only like 2,000 points away, and that's only about like a season. You know, at the pace of how he doesn't want to take no load management, he might be able to catch Karl Malone next year.
Joe, what's so crazy? Joe, let me tell you something that's even crazier.
Yeah.
He's top 10 in assists all time. How can you do both?
And counting. He might be top 5 at the end of that.
I think in the next 2 years, I was just doing the math. If he averaged 9 assists a game the next 2 years and played 70 games, he'd pass Magic for 5.
Right.
So, I mean, so just like you mentioned, you know, what he's been doing, and Joe, I appreciate you calling. I'm going to try and squeeze in a couple more calls before we go to break. What he's doing is, it's incredible. I kept trying to emphasize to MT. I'm like, MT, the scoring is one thing. How are you top 10 in both? You know, you usually have elite scorers, or you have the John Stocktons, the Steve Nashes, the Magic Johnsons. Those type of players are the ones that kind of set the tone on assists. This dude's about to be top 10. I think when it's all said and done, he'll be top 5 in both categories. Is just ridiculous to me. Ian in Long Beach, you're on the Lakers Pulse Game Show. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alan. Love your show, both the pregame, postgame, and the Laker talk. But I want to say that we cannot trade Kyle Kuzma because we're not going to get the value back that we get from him for any kind of price.
Mm-hmm.
He can come out now. I know he didn't have a great game in New York, but he did well tonight, and we're not going to get that value back. In fact, I don't think we should trade any of these players. If we can add somebody at the buyout market or maybe call it Darren Collison, then okay. But don't trade.
You might
any
get that in
players.
You know, that might, and you're not. There's Laker fans out there that are, I think, stuck in the middle. Some of them are saying, actually, they're not stuck in the middle. They're left or right. Left is trade Kuzma, get as much value as you can, make a run right now at an NBA championship, fill in whatever holes that you have. And then other people say, keep Kuzma, get what you can out the buyout market, and fill up your holes that way. I will say that no matter what you know, Rob Pelinka and this front office ends up doing over these next couple of weeks, man, it is so critical. Because we could sit here now and be happy with our 36-9 record. We should be. We could sit here now with that 20-4 record on the road. We should be. LBJ in the obviously the All-Star, Anthony Davis, both of those guys are going to be starting. The coaching staff, Frank Vogel, they'll be representing the Western Conference from a coaching perspective. It's been a fantastic, fantastic part of the season. It all means nothing unless you don't win that championship. At the end of the day, that's all that matters for the Lakers. So these next couple of weeks, critical for the front office to have that roster in place so that hopefully after February 6th and after that trade deadline, everybody's chasing the Lakers, not vice versa or anything like that. We'll see what ends up happening. LeBron James coming up next. Stay right here. This is a Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers win the Points in the Paint battle 48-38. Had a caller call in, I think it was Chris, talking about Dwight Howard. Dwight did some work down low, ended up with the Lakers. As far as points in the paint, he had a lot to do with that. 14 points and 12 rebounds for Dwight. All right, I want to hear from Anthony Davis. AD had 16 points, 11 rebounds. Also had a steal and a block. Played 27 minutes. Let's see how AD's feeling now. The second game, or the third game back from his bruised tailbone. Here's AD.
Hey, AD, you guys are now 12-0 on back-to-back sets, and obviously that means 6-0 on the second night, which are typically some of those hard games to win in the NBA. Is that something that you guys have been aware of, or is it just part of that overall mentality that you've had this season?
It's just been a mentality. Coach kind of reminds us. He told us tonight that we're 12-0 on back-to-backs, but we just try not to fall into the trap of being tired or anything of that nature, not having fresh legs. You know, everybody plays back-to-backs. You know, we guys been in this league for a long time to know how it feels, so I think it makes us lock in more, knowing that we probably could be tight, you know, on back-to-backs. But, you know, we just try to fight through it and come up with wins.
What kind of lift you guys get from the bench today? And you think specifically about that play from Rondo scooping it over to Dudley, and then that three, you and LeBron seemed to have fun with that one.
Yeah, I mean, Dudley came straight in, and obviously he played here, so it means something to him. But he came straight in and hit a three right out the gate, and then got the one at the end of the quarter. It's great. You know, he's having fun. Everybody having fun. The bench came in and played well tonight. KP came in, did what he did. Doe leading the pace. So, you know, our bench production has been great. I think all of them guys are in the plus column, in the plus minus. So, you know, anytime our bench can come out and play the way they play, you know, we have a high chance of winning.
Frank mentioned that you tweaked the backside area last night in New York. Just wondered how that felt pregame and how it feels now.
I feel good. It's not all the way healed, but, you know, I feel comfortable to go out there and play. So just keep playing and just keep trying to monitor it.
You guys talked about not wanting to have a string of losses this year, and that's kind of been a rallying cry for the team. But specific to after the Boston game, how did you guys reset, and what did you guys, were the conversations any different after that game?
We flushed it. We're going to have games like that. We didn't even really talk about it. Everybody in the you know, on the team knew what went wrong. We said it'd be better. That's really it. It'd be better. Flushed it, and you know, worried about the Knicks, and then tonight worried about Brooklyn. But you know, they're one of them games where we know we didn't play our best on either end of the floor. You know, credit to them, they came out and played well. But you know, we just flushed it and just moved on.
What's to say about this team that you guys can actually do that? Because a lot of guys, people say that they're in a flush game, but I think it's harder to do than
it is. Yeah, I mean, it was one game. I mean, we went through a spell where we lost four in a row. And, you know, we were able to overcome that. I mean, we've been tested with adversity, guys been in and out of lineup. Obviously, JaVale tonight. But, you know, when we're able to handle adversity and have veteran guys on our team who, you know, I think it's a lot harder when you have young guys. You know, we got a lot of veteran guys on our team who, you know, been in the league for a while where, you know, everybody on this team to head games like that. And we know what we're playing for. So we know it's one game. We're not going to stress over it, but we know that we had to be better. And we were a lot better against the Knicks.
You went into the Garden last night. You beat the Knicks. You come here to Brooklyn tonight. You beat the Nets. What's it say about your team that you could do that back to back? Given that they're not, the Knicks are not an elite team, but the Nets, they're right up there in terms of being.
We just go out there and play. Obviously, like I said before, we try to take pride in winning, both games in back to backs, and we know this team, can shoot the ball very well. Led by Kyrie, and they shot the ball extremely well tonight. I think they hit 21 threes or something like that, and we had to do a better job of guarding the 3-point line, but we decided to play a little bit of defense in both games and was able to, break the game open on that end. But anytime we have a back to back, we try not to fall into the trap of being tired or mentally fatigued, and come out and get off to a fast start.
Are you expecting to be the number one pick of the All-Star team when LeBron goes in?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what he's thinking. We haven't talked about it, so he probably won't pick me. He probably, probably played with him enough this year, so he probably won't. But we've been winning, so he probably will. But that's a good question for him when you guys come over there.
What do you think it's going to mean to you to have that moment in Chicago?
It's going to mean a lot. I mean, I only go there once a season, so to go back there for a second time, the All-Star, and play in front of my friends and family is going to be great. We're going to enjoy the weekend and get a chance to, get that rest and get ready for the rest of the second half of the season.
Coach Vogel and his staff.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. I do want to squeeze in a couple phone calls from Laker fans. I know I got a few of you guys waiting here. Let's go to Joe in the Inland Empire. Joe, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
What's up, Alvin?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
Man. I wanted to say congratulations to LeBron and AD, for making the All-Star game, especially AD getting his first Laker All-Star. So, make sure
one of many
at home.
One of many, Joe.
Yes, sir. We need him to get 10 All Stars in the Lakers uniform. So
and a couple banners at Staples Center.
Oh yes, coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say, I got a lot of things I wish I could talk about, but I know I'm limited time. But I just want to say big ups to LeBron. He's only about 21 points away from Kobe, and I was just thinking, Kobe, he worked so hard to get to third,
Sure,
and LeBron
sure.
has so much more time to actually catch Karl Malone.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's only 2,000 points away, and that's only about a season, at the pace of how he doesn't want to take no load management. He might be able to catch Karl Malone next year.
Joe, what's crazy? Joe, let me tell you something that's even crazier.
Yeah.
He's top 10 in assists all time. How can you do both?
And counting, he might be top 5 at the end of that.
I think in the next 2 years, I was just doing the math. If he averaged 9 assists a game the next 2 years and played 70 games, he'd pass Magic for 5.
Right.
So just like you mentioned, what he's been doing, and Joe, I appreciate you calling. I'm gonna try and squeeze in a couple more calls before we go to break. What he's doing is it's incredible. I kept trying to emphasize to MT. I'm like, MT, the scoring is one thing. How are you top 10 in both? You usually have elite scorers, or you have the John Stocktons, the Steve Nashes, the Magic Johnsons. Those type of players are the ones that kind of set the tone on assists. This dude's about to be top 10. I think when it's all said and done, he'll be top 5 in both categories. Is just ridiculous to me. Ian in Long Beach, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alan. Love your show, both the pregame, postgame, and the Laker talk. But I want to say that we cannot trade Kyle Kuzma because we're not going to get the value back that we get from him for any kind of price.
Mm-hmm.
He can come out now. I know he didn't have a great game in New York, but he did well tonight, and we're not going to get that value back. In fact, I don't think we should trade any of these players. If we can add somebody at the buyout market or maybe call it Darren Collison, then okay. But don't trade any of these players.
You might get that, Ian. You're not – there's – there's Laker fans out there that are, I think, stuck in the middle. Some of them are saying, actually, they're not stuck in the middle. They're left or right. Left is trade Kuzma, get as much value as you can, make a run right now at an NBA championship, fill in whatever holes that you have. And then other people say, keep Kuzma, get what you can off out the buyout market, and fill up your holes that way. I will say that no matter what, you know, Rob Pelinka and this front office ends up doing over these next couple of weeks, man, it is so critical. Because we could sit here now and be happy with our 36-9 record. We should be. We could sit here now with that 20-4 record on the road. We should be. LBJ obviously the All-Star, Anthony Davis, both of those guys are going to be starting. The coaching staff, Frank Vogel, they'll be representing the Western Conference from a coaching perspective. It's been a fantastic, fantastic part of the season. It all means nothing unless you don't win that championship. At the end of the day, that's all that matters for the Lakers. So these next couple of weeks, critical for the front office to have that roster in place so that hopefully after February 6th and after that trade deadline, everybody's chasing the Lakers, not vice versa or anything like that. We'll see what ends up happening. LeBron James coming up next. Stay right here. This is a Lakers postgame show on ESPN LA 710.